time in front of a mirror, would you say that she likes to cry?
A teenager likes to spend a lot of time in the mirror, in front of the mirror. I'd say you're procrastinating too long in front of that looking glass.
Okay.
And that means you're putting off too long getting up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You get going, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see, a woman will carry her money in her comb and all that kind of stuff.
In her purse.
Okay. And around her neck, she might wear a piece of jewelry she could wear for it.
A locket.
Okay. What else might you say?
Lava. Valia.
Lava Valia. Mm-hmm.
But see now, all these younger people wearing these diamonds on a chain, and they call them
necklace?
Necklace.
Mm-hmm. You never did say that.
No.
I didn't realize that was a new word. And the thing a man would wear to hold up his trousers?
Suspenders.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called anything else?
Galluses.
Okay. Who would call them that?
Well, the older people call them galluses.
Okay. And you might carry what to keep the rain off of you?
An umbrella, a parasol.
Okay. Who would call it a parasol?
My mother always called it a parasol.
Okay. And you would put on top of the bed?
A bedspread.
Okay.
A coverlet.
Okay. What would be a coverlet?
Well, a coverlet was a very light quilt. It was unusually pretty that people used in place of a spread.
Okay. And what's a quilt?
A quilt is a heavier...
So...
Tack.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ever use the word comfort, a comforter?
Yes.
Or what would that be?
Well, a comfort is tack. In rows,
mm-hmm.
And a quilt is quilted in design.
Yeah, okay. And the thing that you put your head on?
Is a pillow.
Mm-hmm. And a large pillow that might go the whole width of the bed? Along.
Well, a lot of people call them a pillow roll.
Hmm, yeah. Have you ever heard it called a bolster?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you have used that in your family?
No, they called them pillow row because they were iron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That bolster was usually a square. Not square, but I mean it was flat and kind of this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the row was round, you know. It looked like a row.
Well, would your family have had a bolster or used that word? And in other words, is that just two different words?
It's two different words.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if something, if it that pillow, if it doesn't just go part way across, but goes the whole way across, you might say it goes what? Across?
The length of the...
It goes what across? That pillow goes...
Across the head of the bed?
What? Across the bed.
Length
would you say goes... Would you say something... What I'm looking for is, would you say something like it goes clear across or clean across?
Clean across.
Okay. And a bed made on the floor?
A pallet.
Okay. And a word for different kinds of farmland by location.
Well, you would say like the North 40.
Okay, or like whether it's on a hill or what?
Or you would say over on the other side of the hill.
Okay.
And near the church.
Well, what would you have words for the kind of land?
Well, I mean, you called one of